and I never thought I'd touch your hand. 'Cause as long as I've known you, your wrinkled face I couldn't stand. Now you've given me my Kathy,
and you've been my mortal enemy. You help Liza steal Colby, my wife Crystal you stooped with glee. And oh yeah, you got her pregnant.
We're friends now, till the end now. We'll be BFFs forevermore. For sure, we've even the score.
You've got your kids,
I've got my kids.
We'll be on each other's side as long as we speak.
Or at least until sweeps week.
Oh, Dad. Sure does feel good to be friends again. Wanna go fishing?
Sounds great. I'll get my canoe.
I'll get my swim trunks.
I can't wait to see you in a Speedo.
Sure does feel good to be friends again, Tad.
Gee whiz, Adam, you're the greatest.
Don't get carried away.
Can I hold you?
This week on All My Children, it's awfully chilly in Hades. Tad and Adam are like totally best friends.
Julia Santos Kiefer is dead, and the residents of Pine Valley are reeling.
Where is Auntie Julia?
Oh, that's terrible. Greedly gets drunk and screws. Is that a song?
And we finally f***ing saw Josh and Amanda
all this week on the Pine Valley Podcast. Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Jordan is cracking up.
Oh, my.
He loves our jokes this week.
I loved them. I thought they were funny.
They're passable. Yes, they're funny. I'm laughing at the convergence of events that happened on All My Children this week.
That was a mouthful.
That was a mouthful, right?
But I agree with you, I think.
You think?
If you're referring to what I'm referring to.
Yes. Jordan and I have been talking, chatting a little bit prior to the show, as we always do.
As we always do, yes.
We got a lot to talk about.
Well, we skipped something last week. You mentioned it in the little thingamajiggy, but we totally forgot to mention it.
It was mentioned this week as well in the program.
What?
First of all, what Jordan Hudson is referring to is...
I was talking about Lev Ramlin.
Yes, you were. But it was mentioned this week on the show.
I must have missed it.
Did. Jackson mentioned to Erica that Lily was going to MIT in the fall.
Lily?
Lily!
How's she going to MIT?
She's smart! You know, she can multiply eight integers at a time.
I thought we were going to see her one last time.
I suppose we will, but...
And what happened to Ava?
Who knows? Ava went with Special Johnny.
Because he never left either, really.
Actually, that's not true because Ava left Special Johnny, right?
And then they never showed Johnny again.
These people just disappear.
I know. He must be with Brooke.
He must be with Brooke.
Him, Brooke, and Ava went upstairs to the Martin attic. And they're with Bobby Martin. For those of you who don't know who Bobby Martin is, that's Tara and Jeff's older brother. Who, in the beginning of All My Children, went upstairs to the attic and never came back down.
That is not true.
You didn't know. You don't know. This is All My Children lore. You don't know this?
No, I don't know this.
Bobby Martin went upstairs to the attic and never came down. And when Jill Larson started playing Opal, they had Opal go upstairs to the attic, and she was looking for something. I don't know what. And she came across a skeleton that said Bobby on it.
Shut
and it was an inside
up.
Joke. Because it is All My Children lore that they just wrote this character out.
Is that in Wikipedia?
Yeah. What?
It must be. Wikipedia. Yeah. That must be in Wikipedia.
Bobby Martin.
You people Wikipedia that.
That's
look up
funny
under All
stuff.
My Children. It's
does all the plot lines from like all the
Happy
years.
Days did that too.
With Patsy?
No, Richie, in the first like season or the first few episodes, Richie had an older brother who vanished.
Oh,
Chuck.
Yes, Chuck. Chuck. What happened to Chuck?
He's with Bobby Martin up in the attic.
Listen, that is
I think it was
funny.
Bobby Martin. I think that's. I don't believe you don't know that. That's a I big on my that. Children law. Yeah.
Yo, did you see Joni Erin Moran on that weight loss program on E?
I don't watch those kind of shows. It's not E. That's on VH1. That's Celebrity Fitness.
Oh, yes, you're right. Celebrity
I can't. That's where I draw the line.
She's
sometimes.
She's crazier than a house
but
rat.
But she's been crazy since like you know since the beginning of time. Like from even with her happy days. Even those Happy Days days, she was supposedly a little.
Yo, I felt bad for her. She was.
She's
crazy.
A mess.
Those crazy.
You know, and speaking of those children like celebrities that are crazy, I know y'all love what is it? How do you pronounce her name? Levin Ramon.
No. And, not everybody does.
Well, I will say this. I do think that she is a very talented actress.
Very.
But you know what? She started out great, and somewhere along the line, her head got a little bit too big. And guys, honestly. She's been faxing in and texting in her performance for the last, like, year and a half to 2 years. She's obviously been bored with the show and over it. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't care how talented you are. If you're not, you know, stepping up to the plate and giving us something to watch and you're bored, you're making me bored. So I say go.
You know what?
So I'm glad she's going.
She's
going
to be uber successful, though, I'm telling you right now.
Well, she better get her act together. She wants to be uber successful.
I agree. Listen, I agree. I myself am a fan of the Natalie Portman style of young celebrity actresses. You know,
who's
she's
that?
You know Natalie Portman.
Who's she played, that? No, I know who she is.
I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying, though. You know she's
you're
a good
girl. You're
just so
gullible.
Like
you believe me no matter what I say. She's not. She don't do it for me.
I know, but what I'm saying.
I'm a Reese Witherspoon man. I love me some Reese.
No, that's a good one too. That's a real good one. All right, let's do Reese Witherspoon.
Let's do Reese Witherspoon because Natalie Portman, she bores me.
She's boring, but she's a good girl. Reese Witherspoon, good girl. Good head on the shoulders. Good family.
Ryan Phillippe, you're an idiot.
Oh, he's crazy. But he's idiot. Hot though. Oh
he's
my God.
He's an idiot.
Not as hot as Dr. Jake, but he is smoking.
You know, he
hot.
Used to be on One Life to Live.
He was. That's
he
right.
Played little gay Billy Douglas on One Life to Live.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Speaking of which, did you watch One Life to Live this week?
I didn't watch it, but I taped it.
You guys, I'm sorry. I have left Springfield, and I am so in Landview right now. And you should, if you're watching Pine Valley, you could just record another hour and tune into Landview because let me tell
I
you,
started.
Julie Horrid. Corroded should be paying attention to what
Julie
Frank
had
and Ron,
crap
whatever. She should be paying attention because I'll tell you this. I saw One Life to Live this week and I was blown away. Not once did I hit the fast forward button. I was at the edge of my seat every freaking day this week was like a Friday episode. The whole week was like a sweeps week and it was not sweeps month because that was last week. They know how to do it right. They use the entire cast. There's a bunch of sets, a bunch of extras, a bunch of everybody crying, old, young. It doesn't make a difference. Next week, two original actresses are coming back. Andrea Evans, Tina Lord.
Oh, that's right.
And Susan Haskell as Marty Saybrook.
Very
I mean,
interesting.
God
rumors,
forbid.
Rumors.
God forbid we get, like, Brooke back. Or Liza back.
But and lose Zach. Rumors.
I think that's a rumor.
Torsten K rumor going
to One
Life to
Live. I think that's a rumor.
I think that's a rumor.
I don't think he left One Life to Live for a reason. I don't think he wants to play that character anymore.
I like him. I like his hack. I like him as Zach.
I don't think he's gonna I think that's a rumor.
He's
I think
so
that's
handsome.
A rumor. I think
I would
that's
like
a rumor.
To make love to him.
Though you know what?
Why can't I make love to him? Just once.
Is there anybody on All My Children that you don't want to make love to? Yes. Last week it was, what's his name?
Yes.
Jake. And then before that
there
it was all about.
There is one person I don't want to make love to. Palmer.
I knew you were going to say that. Leave my Palmer alone. He was amazing this week. You leave him alone.
What do you call him?
Jabba Joe or something like that?
Chompers.
That's horrible. I hate when you call him that.
Viewers,
I love me some Palmer.
I call him Chompers because. Mm. Let's face it, our man Palmer's getting older and a little bit skeletal.
No,
and his jaw goes chomp, 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 chomp.
No, let me, all right, you know what? I'm just going
to But you know what? After this week, I would make love to Chompers.
You are so horrible.
He was so good with Opal.
I know, we're gonna get to that, but let me just wait. All right, I just want to say one more thing about Wanting to Live.
I'm sorry,
because this is a perfect example of good writing.
Yes,
I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it or you know it has. But a major character was killed off on One Night to Live this week. A major character.
That happens every week on All My Children.
I know, but see, on One Night to Live, it was a storyline dictated, like, there was a reason for it. The ramifications are going to be felt for years to come. This person's death, I almost said the sex, I don't want to say it.
He looks like he's going to cry, people.
Oh, I don't care. I was glad this person got killed. I never liked them anyway, but, oh, I said him, I'm sorry. But anyway, but the point is that his death...
Why would you tell him that Nash is
going to
die?
Ow! Don't spoil it for them! Anyway... His death, that's right, Nash, his death is going to have ramifications for years to come. I'm telling you, this is good story. Julia died. Did anybody care? No, they threw a birthday party for Spike the next day. Her body was FedExed to California by Zach to the Santos clan.
Listen.
That's horrible. Listen. I think that's horrible. I thought that was disgusting.
It was cremated first.
I just thought it was disgusting because it's cheaper. They said, is this much cheaper, Zach? He's they like, cremate
save,
the body.
They save on postage. They save on,
I'm sorry, but I think the fact that you killed her off and there's like, see, this is what I mean. There was no reason to really kill her off last year. Nobody even cares.
We mentioned this once. We know this, people.
You said it yourself. Erica doesn't know.
Erica does not know.
Nobody told Erica.
Nobody told Erica.
And all this stuff happened at the wedding and the very next day they're throwing a party for Spike. Nobody thought like...
I really
just found out about like Aiden cheating on her with Kendall, and she's going to a birthday party the very next day. Would you be going to a birthday party?
Greenlee is selfish.
But why would you go to the birthday party to see?
She didn't go to celebrate Spike. She went to give a big middle finger to everybody at the party. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I just thought that whole party was, and
the
I thought it was.
The whole party was weird and selfish.
I thought it was
weird,
and I thought it was a bizarre way.
You want to start
way.
With the party? Yeah, let's start with the party.
We'll start with the party because it shouldn't have even been on Monday's episode.
Bizarre.
It was bizarre. It was a party from hell.
The only good thing about the party
was that we saw
Josh.
We saw Josh finally. That was the only good thing about that
party.
Well,
you know what I love though?
About the party?
I did.
What?
Did you notice that when they asked Josh where he was, he said that he had been visiting Tad, but he seemed very uncomfortable about that.
Because he wasn't visiting Tad.
Where was he?
I don't know, but he wasn't visiting Tad. I never saw those scenes.
But you didn't see them. They were understood. I believed him. He wasn't lying. But what the implication was is that he was still uncomfortable with it because he's still got to come to terms with the fact that Tad is both his uncle and his dad's murderer. And he
Does he know that?
Of course he knows that. That's the whole problem with this whole freaking storyline. This whole problem with Tad. Tad has things that he has done that are pure evil. And the character has not lived that through enough for me, for my taste.
All right, but you know what?
Josh never got to deal with Tad on that level.
And you guys
never got justice for his father that was put in a box.
You guys have been debating this on the blog. And I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. But I still think that the writers really do not want to deal with that. I think they realize that what Megan McTavish did... Wait, let me finish. I think that they realized that what Megan McTavish did was horrible, and it tainted the character. And rather than dealing with it, they're hoping that you guys will forget. And let me tell you something. You guys are not going to forget, obviously. You want this man to pay. I swear to God. I'm willing just to forget about it because you know what? At that point, I actually stopped watching All My Children.
All right,
because I was so disgusted with Megan McTavish. So,
but
I agree with you. No, I agree with you.
Tyler Eggersfield as the actor is incorporating that into his character.
Yeah, but you know what it would have been nice.
The three lines he gets, he incorporates.
But you know what would have been nicer?
Josh taking off his clothes and making mad passionate love to Amanda.
That and seeing those scenes of him visiting Tad.
That's right.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I like these writers, but they miss a lot of stuff.
Can I ask you about the music at the party? It was like this weird country music. Like, wouldn't you have like children's songs? And here's another question for you.
Wouldn't you have children there?
Yeah!
Forget the songs. Wouldn't you have children? There was a lot of adults there for a kid's birthday party.
It was really bizarre. And then Greenlee shows up and she's wearing that shirt with the little potato growth on it. Do you remember that shirt from back when she first started?
My God.
What is going on? And you know what? I'm a little concerned.
Wardrobe wasted their budget last year.
Concerned because the growth is getting bigger.
Then she should go get that checked
up. I think she needs to get it checked. Maybe a little shot of penicillin will cure that right up.
Oh, Lord.
It'll take care of that right quick. A little penicillin, take care of that.
And you would know.
Baby, eat it. Oh, that is messed up. Oh, damn. If Carlos heard you say that, ooh,
he would know he too.
He'd be like, oh, yeah, that's right. Mm. All right, listen, baby Ian, pretty adorable, right? Yeah. How could you say that about the child? He's adorable.
I know the show's name is All My Children, but there are a little bit too many children on the show for my taste right now. I mean, how many kids are going to be on this show running around?
None of them are at the party, unfortunately. Weird party, weird. The only good thing about that party was Greenlee's sass and Aiden. I loved it. Did you hear what she told Blandy? Mm-hmm. I'm here for the food. Kendall always has the best bread in town. Ask Aiden.
I like when you do your invitation.
I loved it. I love Miss Greenlee. That was and the happy birthday was so weird. People, please tell me you noticed this. Please tell me you did, because Jordan did not. When they sang happy birthday to Spike, they went like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Spike. Happy birthday to you. They like whispered the end of it.
And I told you why.
For dramatic effect, so that you could see Greenlee in the corner pouting. Why did you tell me? Why?
Because his little cochlear implant was set on high.
Oh, God.
And they realized that, and rather than blow his eardrum out, they just sang lower.
You know what? You know what's so funny? When it's true. When Jordan and I do the podcast, we got this little program that we use, and it has a little level. And if it hits red, then we know we've blown it out.
That's what happened.
That's what happened with Spike. They don't want to blow out the
and
little.
Kendall was like, lower.
Terrible. Seriously, though, weird. So stupid and weird. If you're going to sing happy birthday to a kid, you sing it loud and proud and weird party. God dang, weird.
Maybe when they were singing happy birthday, they remembered that Julia died just 12 hours ago and they got a little sad, and that's why they got lower.
Oh, come on now.
I'm trying to find reasons, girl. I'm trying to find reasons too.
Who I did really feel bad for was Blandy. I'm starting to take pity on her.
I'm telling you, they're missing a gold mine with Blandy right now. This is the problem with All My Children.
I would always say, good actress, terrible character.
We need a bitch. We don't have a real bitch. I mean, Greenlee. I'm sorry, Blandy. Let me say what I'm gonna say first.
Go ahead.
If ever there was a time for a character to just go all the way to being evil, it's Blandy. And I don't mean evil, psychotic that you got to write her off in 4 months because you wrote her into a corner. I mean, a character that was once good being scorned and turning bad, like Cecile on Another World. And it's a very soap cliche for the good girl to turn bad when she's been wrong. And I think that Blandy, it's a waste because she has so much potential right now. Because you know what? She has every reason to be bad and get all these people and just be selfish and take care of her own needs right now. Because look at the way she's been treated by everybody.
I agree with that.
You know? And I think they're missing a gold mine.
She's getting a little deviltry. No, she's got some deviltry in her.
That's what I'm saying. They should keep her and just make her a bad girl. We need a bad girl in Pine Valley.
But she's not a good bad girl. She's like a little too, pathetic. Is that the word?
No, right now, you know who's pathetic to me? Kendall.
All right, Kendall.
Now, let's, okay, and I had to mention that because y'all mentioned the blah. Yes, I love me some Alicia Minchin because I think she's gorgeous and I do think she can act. But right now, I have not liked the character Kendall for like about 2 years now, honestly. I like Batgirl Kendall. Now she's like a soccer mom with two kids. No, she's boring.
Now she is neurotic Kendall.
You're so stupid.
I am stupid. I'm so confused. I don't even know who to talk about. Blandy? Kendall's at Greenlee? Let's talk about Blandy. She's easy.
All right, go ahead.
Blandy went to a fertility clinic.
Where was the fertility clinic?
Landview.
Woo! See, everybody's going to Landview.
I love the crossover storyline. Do you remember the crossover storyline when Bianca... No. When Heather Tom's character.
Miss Piggy? Oh, I'm sorry, I like her. She's a good actress, but she looks a little like Miss Piggy.
No, Petunia Pig. He calls her Petunia Pig.
Petunia Biggie.
She's a brilliant actress, though.
She is.
She ain't nothing to look at. I you but said she's it, a brilliant it. Actress.
But I'd rather, you know what? I'd rather yes. look at an ugly person that can act than a beautiful person who can't. Let I'm sorry. You,
this woman has made me cry tears and tears and tears with her portrayals.
In the old days, they didn't hire them for looks, Judy Bly Wilson. They hired them for talent. Tony Geary. Gerald Anthony or Gerard
because
Anthony?
Acting
how do you pronounce
talent
it?
Is
Jane
rare.
Elliott, Judith Light.
True.
Judith Light.
Oh, she was good.
Oh my God.
So listen. So Blanche goes to the fertility clinic. She meets a very nice white man, but he tells her that her eggs are decreasing. That she is not making eggs.
She's a little young for that to be happening,
that is
right?
What I'm saying. Maybe stress.
I buy that. I could buy that. I could buy that.
Listen, I buy it too. You know so many people. First of all, the
character. Did he say that?
No, but first of all, the character is not as young as the actress. The actress is like 25, 26.
Right.
I think that the character is probably more meant to be in her early 30s, don't you?
I never really thought of the character that much.
Think about, you got a point there. But think about, like, seriously, how old Kendall
I know you put
and Hayley really
I was, no, see, I was putting more thought into that because when Jake and Josh were with Greenlee, I was realizing, do you realize that Josh is supposed to be older than Jake?
No.
And that Kendall is supposed to be older than Jake?
This is blowing my mind. I cannot believe
see,
this.
See, that's what
thing.
I was noticing that. And I'm like,
I can't
that's
take
not
it.
Happening.
I can't take it. Ridiculous.
Because Jake was born like in the mid-70s.
How is it possible?
He was born after.
And Jay Eddie Peck is like 50-something.
Well, Jay Eddie Peck was the right age. But, you know, Ricky Paul Golden's a lot older in real life than he looks.
No, he's not.
He looks a lot younger than he is.
If Jake was born in the mid-70s, then that's not true.
I am Ricky Paul Golden.
Listen, I know he's in his 40s.
Ricky Paul Golden's in his 40s?
He is, early 40s.
Are you serious? I didn't know he was that old.
Deadly serious.
Get out. Now I'm even amazed. I thought he was like in his late 30s and he looks like he's in his early 30s.
He's 40. Why?
You don't need to know why she got that slap. Just know she deserved it.
No, I didn't deserve it. I'm going to slap you back.
Oh, my nose.
I did not deserve it. He's 40. 68 and 2008 is 40.
Wow, he just turned 40.
He just
hit the big 4-0 in January.
But my point, people, is that he is not the right age. If Jay Eddie Peck was born in the mid 70s, he's actually 10 years too old.
Yeah, he's about 6 or 7 years too old. But he looks like he's in his early 30s. He looks good for his age.
He's beautiful.
He looks really good for his age.
He is perfection.
He doesn't look 5'10 though.
We digress. We were talking about Blandy. Blandy went to a fertility clinic. She is not making eggs. Her white man doctor. And the reason I say it is because this doctor could not be more stereotypical. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, we should be able to get your eggs going again. Essentially, all we have to do is give your hormones a little boost. He tells her that she could have severe mood swings, but that a good partner can help.
A good partner? What does he mean by that?
He's looking at Yasmin Bleeth. Get off the IMDb.
I heard you. What did he mean by that? A good partner. Like that? Like
get your mind at the gutter. He's basically saying, like, rubbing it in, like, doing this All My Children device where you make it overly obvious. He's basically rubbing in the fact that she's going to need a good partner, and she's all excited because she thinks she's going to have a great partner again in Ryan if she gets pregnant. That's what I'm saying. Next storyline. I'm going to talk about Green. I'm talking about Green.
We're punchy.
I actually felt...
What?
For Adam with Greenlee this week. No! I thought
what?
I thought it was going to hit me.
Don't tell me you feel for Adam.
Ow!
What are you, crazy?
Gosh, that's abuse.
Feel for Adam.
I feel for Adam. I do. Both Adam and Greenlee. Because when Greenlee was at the party, she found out that Ty was okay. And so she gives him a call, her ex, a call. Because she thought he would want to know. And I actually thought, Jordan, you got to tell me what you think. I thought he did a good job on Tuesday's episode. He called Greenlee on her BS. He basically really said to her that she was using this issue to push him away. He was right. And she actually thought twice about that. She was like, that might make some sense. He begged her to let him make her happy forever. And then that bitch gives him back his ring. That stuff was cold. Cold.
Look, I'm not saying nothing except for the fact that he thought she was dead and he just happened to trip into Kendall's vagina. I mean, I don't get that.
He tripped and fell into her vagina.
He stopped, dropped, and rolled into her vagina.
That's right. It could happen to anybody.
No, I'm sorry.
You should have compassion.
Look, that's the lamest excuse. You think somebody's dead that you're in love with and immediately you sleep with somebody else? I'm sorry. I'm on Greenlee's side for this one. If I found out the person I loved thought I was dead and was sleeping with somebody else not even 2 seconds after they thought I was dead,
Greenlee has done so much stuff and she's
This is not about what Greenlee did.
I knew. Nobody agrees with you, Jordan Hudson.
I don't care. Y'all can say what you want.
Everybody I'm does not understand side. How Greenlee can be so forgetful and so woe is me when after all the stuff she did to everybody else.
Look, all she did was take that kid and crash a car. She didn't sleep with nobody.
She flew the kid into a sea of boulders.
It was an accident. What Kendall and him did was an accident?
Actually, it was old Greenlee, too. It wasn't new Greenlee. So
you know what? It wasn't her fault. That's why she doesn't remember
it. It was new Greenlee, not old new Greenlee.
That's why she doesn't remember it. Because she didn't do it.
New former Greenlee. I miss her. I miss Sabine. She was so great to imitate.
Have you been drinking tonight?
No, I swear to God. But I miss Sabine as Greenlee. I created Rhapsody in Red. You remember that?
Yes.
I love that.
You know who else misses her? Ado.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
true.
Because he knows his days are numbered now.
That's true. Speaking of tripping in and running into somebody, really tripped on Ryan and he almost cold cocked her on a beach.
Mm-hmm.
I like that move. That was great.
Yeah, I liked it too.
You know what saved Greenlee?
What?
When she fell?
What?
She fell into a little decoration on her shoulder and it cushioned the fall. I'm sorry. That thing is ridiculous.
It's the heat.
All right. So they talk about each other's ruined love lives, right?
Yes.
He talks about Blandy. She talks about Adam. And they kiss. Right? They kiss for like a second or almost kissed.
Something like that.
I don't remember people. You know what? I didn't feel nothing for it.
And I don't think either did they. Neither did they.
I was like...
They were both kind of like that, too.
I was a little like, listen, I kind of knew it wasn't going to happen, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I just knew it wasn't going to happen, so I wasn't excited.
I think they weren't supposed to feel anything, too. I think that's the whole purpose of it, was that they both realized, you know what? Been there, done that, not going back. And I like that. I like that concept of that.
Well, they backed off, right?
Yeah, they backed off.
But he backed off first. She would have went for it.
Because he's still in love with Kendall.
Well, the next day, Greenlee and Kendall give the corniest interview I ever did see. Corny, right?
Yeah, that bored
What magazine? Me. Was it Self Magazine?
I don't know.
It was a magazine. And it was
product
like,
placement.
Yeah, it was a magazine interview, and it was done by a speakerphone. And I wonder if the person that played the editor got paid less because she was on speaker. Did you wonder that?
No. You wonder. You've been wondering about crazy stuff this week.
Well, you
week.
Know what? When the stories are stupid, my mind wanders. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when the story's stupid, my fast-forward button goes.
See, I never fast-forward. Taylor Crawford used to say, I never fast-forward because you never know when you're going to miss a gem.
No, true. Sometimes you just got to
fast. Never know when you're going to miss a gem.
Sometimes you just got to fast forward.
I don't do that.
You ain't missing nothing.
Viewers, I don't do that. I'm a slave to the program for you all.
You could fast forward Young and the Restless for 5 years and it'll still be the same storyline 5 years later. Same thing with Bold and Beautiful. That's why I don't watch them.
We have a responsibility to the listeners. I do not fast forward. You people can fast forward. I do not. We watch so you don't have to. That is sacrament to us.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I fast forward that. That was boring me.
Oh, you hushed
I started to watch it. And I was like, I want to get to Tad and Crystal and Adam.
Don't listen to him, people. He doesn't know what he says.
Oh, it only happens once in a blue moon.
All right, so listen.
And this was the blue moon.
So listen.
Stupid storyline. Go ahead, say it.
They get on the interview. They fake their relationship. They fight. And the one good thing that comes out of this is Greenlee puts little ideas in Kendall's head about her and Zach. And I like that. She says that they got real intimate down in a bunker.
I saw that scene.
I liked it.
That scene I saw.
Yeah, I liked it. Mm-hmm. I liked it. And then Kendall gets all crazy. She goes home to Zach, and Greenie goes off to see Jake at Confusion.
That's what I liked even more.
Oh, I like this one. But see, what I didn't get was that Jake was at Confusion with Dr. Joe. What the heck was that about?
Everybody's an alcoholic in Pine Valley.
I guess so.
I mean, I've never seen so much drinking on a soap opera, the way everybody seems to be hanging out at Confusion.
It really is weird.
They can't find somewhere else to go and hang out?
Well, see, previously, Zach was in there with Jake, and he basically told Jake he fired him.
No, he told Jake, if you go back to Africa, you got like a warrant on your head. They're going to kill you.
Yeah, but he fired Jake. Jake's not working for him anymore. So if Jake wants to go back, Jake's got to go back on his own.
Yeah, but still, you'd be stupid to go back if there's a freaking bounty on your head.
But he feels obligation. He feels obligation.
Yes, and we still don't know why.
Can I just tell you, though? Can I just tell you? Watching those two men sit on those two bar stools, you don't know what I wouldn't give to be right in between those two men. Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you wanted to be the bar stool.
Oh, man. That's even better. Oh, my God. Anyway, they were so beautiful. And Zach looked good. His hair's getting a little longer and stuff. Oh,
I like those scenes. I thought Dr. Joe was really great in those scenes.
Yeah, I
believed the father. And I believed him wanting to go and have a drink with his son and bond with his son.
Yes, I believe that.
They had a stressful day.
No, but what's weird to me is why Confusion?
Because that seems to be the only bar in Pine Valley
Pine Valley Inn has a nice, respectable bar where you take your dad, you talk to him, you light a cigar.
See, I agree with you. I would think that that's where Dr. Joe would go.
They don't go there anymore. The old people go to
Confusion
too.
Because you know why? Because that set costs money to build that set.
You think?
Yeah, they're cheap. They're not. I don't know how One Night Tiller does it, but One Night Tiller has like a million sets. All My Children has five.
Well, we're still going to have to learn at some point the mystery of this Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Yeah. Because she told... Jake told Dr. Martin that he broke up with Carolyn.
No, he said they're not together anymore.
But yes, you're right.
I think there's more to the story. I don't think it's that.
You think she's because, dead?
You know, I was thinking.
I feel like she's dead.
I was thinking that she probably got, I hate to say it because it's horrible, but raped and tortured and killed. Yeah, that's what his guilt is.
That's possible.
Because remember, that what Zach said.
Because he brought her there, right?
She went there to follow him and stuff, I think.
Well,
so
that's interesting.
And remember what Zach said to him, though. They don't know about your wife. Or something like that. Like, it just seemed like there was something more than just a breakup.
We know that there is something there, but what it is a good question. Yeah. But you know what? I wonder, if, I mean, I don't like to see this kind of storylines, but at least it's like a realistic thing.
Yeah,
like,
I like good drama.
Yeah, I do too.
That would really give this character some depth to know that, to feel the responsibility that your wife died because you dragged her to a war, like, you know, I mean.
Even worse, if she did happen to get attacked or something like that, that he would have to live with the guilt of that if she was alive.
She's alive, and maybe they weren't able to work through it.
You know what I mean? That would be a lot of possibilities. That would be very interesting to me.
And then you know who could play her? Beth Ehlers.
Would that be okay with you?
I believe, as long as she's not playing Liza Colby, I'm fine.
We don't think she's playing Liza, though,
no,
right?
they said that she's not going to be playing Liza because they don't want to go down that route. That was the Barbara and James's idea to bring Liza back. Michael Knight said...
But they're talking a lot about her. She's mentioned a lot right now.
Yeah, but Michael Knight even said it in the New Soap Opera Weekly. They said that they're dropping that idea. Michael Knight said, well, I think it's a really bad idea because I really thought... He said that he really feels that this would be a perfect time for them to bring Liza back. And I agree with him. I do think that Liza's needed at this point. And I cannot wait to read that...
Super poster.
We love you. You got an interview with Marcy Smith now, not Walker.
Marcy Smith. So for all of you that you don't know, first of all, yes, I plug Super Poster, all right? I plug him because he is our friend and he works so hard on the All My Children fan space. And if we didn't have the fan space to go to get lots of tidbits that, you know, that we wouldn't have, our show would be half as long because we get all these great tidbits. So anyway, enough said. If you go to the All My Children fan space, which is written by our friend Superpost, you go to www.myspace.com/superposteroftheyear. You go to the blog listing, his blog listings, and you will see that one of them is an announcement for an interview with Marcy Smith,
who used to be Marcy Walker,
but she got married and took her husband's name. She is no longer an actress. She is director of a Christian children's ministry. She is helping children. She is doing Christian work. She's an amazing woman, an amazing person, and I can't wait to read the interview. I actually submitted like 8 questions or something.
Really?
I was so excited because I'm really interested in her.
I wish you'd teach me how to do this so I could do that too.
Yeah, I really am interested in her story.
I'm going to, you know, I just will say this. I am going to miss her. She's given up acting. She's not going to act no more because I loved her on All My Children. I adored her on Santa Barbara. I even liked her on Guiding Light. She was on Guiding Light. I don't know if you knew that. She played Tangie Hill on Guiding Light.
I didn't remember that.
And I just got to say this. As long as she's happy, I'm happy for her. So as much as I wish that she would return to acting and come back as Liza Colby, if this is where her true calling is and she's content in her life, God bless her. I'm so happy for her. But I do think that we need a Liza Colby on the show. And I'll say it to her. I'm blue in the face. Beth Chamberlain from Guiding Light.
I loved her. When you showed me those clips,
I loved her. Would make a perfect Liza. And honestly, if Dixie's dead and not coming back, I only see Tad with one other woman. It's Liza.
Wow.
I do.
I don't.
I, you know what?
They're friends. No. They're friends just like he and Kristen are friends.
No, no. You know what I saw on YouTube? I forgot about this scene.
They're friends.
YouTube, I got this old clip of Liza before she left the show when she was determined to get Tad. And it was a scene where she was in that, what was that, McGlade's? What was the name of that other bar?
I do not remember.
There's another bar back then, a couple of years ago, they used to hang out. It was like more like a college bar.
Yeah.
So they showed a montage of their relationship from beginning to end. I disagree with you. I don't think they are friends. I think, you know what,
I'm blown away how Dixie, you could say that.
Dixie and Tad are soulmates. They complement each other. Liza's his equal. Liza
so is
his equal.
Crystal.
I disagree with you. I don't think Crystal is his equal. I don't know how you could say that. Liza and Tad have so much history. Tad was her first love. Tad was her first love.
Yes,
she loved him.
But Tad never loved Liza.
Tad didn't know.
He stopped her. He loved Hillary and then he loved Dixie.
You know what? His love for Hillary, that was stupid. I never liked Hillary. I hated Hillary so much.
That bug-eyed girl.
Carmen Thomas annoyed the hell out of me.
That bug-eyed girl
was Hillary
awesome.
Finally left town, I was
she
like
Latina?
The... No,
white
I don't
girl?
Think so. Yeah, I don't think so. She only had nappy hair.
I love that
bug-eyed
girl.
She only had that nappy hair.
I loved it.
This is how I'm going to prove to you that Liza is a soulmate for Tad, too. You know why? Because she's the one woman who he cheated on Dixie with.
I'm not buying it, people.
Think about it. She came back to town.
Does that mean that David Hayward is Dixie's other partner for life?
No, but they were on the outs already.
See, he can't justify
that. No, I am justifying it.
I raised a good point, didn't I?
No, Tad and Dixie were already having problems when David came in the picture. Tad and Dixie were happy when Liza came back to town in 1995. And she wormed her way in there to Tad. So there are feelings there. And I do think that Tad in his own way did love Liza back then. But he was Tad the Cad.
He doesn't love Liza as a woman sexually.
No, I disagree.
So why when Crystal came into town, did he get in Crystal's pants and not Liza's?
And he regretted it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. I saw the scene on YouTube.
Can we talk about Greeley having sex?
I saw the scene on YouTube. And Michael Knight and Marcy Walker were together. This was when she was like already on the run. And he went like this to her. Go ahead, say it. And she goes, I'm not going to say it. She goes, you want me to tell you that I told you so? And he goes, I know you did tell me. You told me Crystal was a snake.
The way
or
that
something
a
like
pal
that.
Tells another pal.
No, no. I love Tad and Liza.
I want to talk about Greeley having sex.
Tad and Liza, people. If we're not going to get Dixie, I want my Tad with my Liza.
Listen, I'm talking Jake and Greeley meet up at Confusion.
Oh, yes. How can we get off the track with that? That was.
I don't know. That was
let crazy. Me tell you something. Those two. If the writers don't realize how hot were those two and that whole drinking
game. smoking.
I wanted them to have sex right there on the table.
Although, as you know, Jordan Hudson, those scenes are shot without music. That must have been a weird thing to shoot without music. Because it was like a lot of space and a lot of gaps. Every time they each did a shot, it was like a long pause. It was a little odd. A little slow. Basically, this is what happened, people. This is what happened. So, Greenie's at the bar. Jake is at the bar. He goes, "So, Greenlee, what are you doing here?" She says, "Sex." He says, "Seriously, what are you doing here?" She says, "Sex." "No, I'm not asking to be courted. I want sex." "What do you say?" And he's like, "Sit." I say, "Sit." And I was dying. Hot. So then Greenlee suggests that they have a woe is me contest. Right? Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
They line up a bunch of shots, and you know they're free because Greenlee owns the place. So they line up like 82 shots. And basically, every time that someone says a woe is me thing that happened to them last year, they drink. So I wrote a list. Jake's was number one, was he was taken hostage. Number two, he was beaten and tortured by rebel captors. Number three, he was in an explosion. Number four, he was forced to come back to Pine Valley and hospitalized against his will. And number five, he almost watched his brother die. That's pretty bad. That's a lot of bad, horrible stuff, right? What is Greenlee at? She smashed up a car with her best friend's baby in it.
That was the other Greenlee.
She was set up for kidnapping and went to jail.
That was the other Greenlee.
She was trapped in a bomb shelter.
That was the other Greenlee.
She was bit by a poisonous snake.
That was the other Greenlee.
She almost died by drinking root water.
That was this Greenlee.
And her
Well, no, she didn't drink the root water, but she was the one who almost died. All
right, so she split that one. And her fiancé slept with her best friend.
She wasn't in Greenlee for that either, so she has nothing to worry me about.
But listen.
She wasn't in the Greenlee for any of those.
But here's what's even worse. You got to compare any of that to, like, watching your brother die, getting taken hostage by rebel captors. That 97-pound
Yeah, but he didn't talk about Carolyn. I think he could have won if he talked about Carolyn. I think he knew he could have won.
He won. Give me a break. You're going to feel bad for that girl, that 97-pound girl doing six shots.
Look, all I know was he played a good drunk. And
he didn't play such a good drunk.
And he looked like he really wanted to do it with her. That's all I can say. Ricky Paul Golden was really hot in that scene with her. The two of them got chemistry. That's all I know. I know.
Well, Josh came in too. He looked good too.
I know. Especially when the camera went on a close up of him. When he got all up in Greenlee's face. When she was flirting with him.
I agree.
Got in her face.
I was dying.
That face was just like too much for this. I was like. All I know is I was saying menage a trois.
I'm telling you. Because this is what happened, people. I'm going to tell you what happened. First of all, I thought it was really cute that Jake made Greenlee a paper crown, a napkin crown. I thought it was very cute. She was a really annoying drunk.
Well, most drunks are.
She was like, "Oh my God, my life totally sucks." And I look at Kendall and like, I'm jealous. I'm like totally jealous of Kendall.
I love
what
they were
like.
What
is wrong with me?
You got something. You got your father.
She's got Jerkson.
You got Jerkson though. You got a father who has the shakes.
That's right.
You got a bobblehead for a father.
I mean, come on now. How boring is that? Like, at least be drunk. This is what you should do when you're drunk. She should be like, "Oh my God, Josh, you're so hot. But Jake, you're even hotter. Which one of you should I pick? Let's have a contest." You know, that's like what you should do. And then she could have a makeout contest. And whoever makes out better, she goes to sleep with.
See, I'd be already making out when I get liquored up. I would already be making out.
And then she could be like, "Oh my God, guys, there's enough of me to go around." As they're like both kissing her neck and nibbling her ear.
This is the most X-rated podcast this week.
Oh my God, guys, stop. Oh my God.
It was very hot. It was a very hot scene. Those three hot.
What happened to my bra?
I
love that.
Is this the first time we've seen Rebecca with Josh? Like, in this kind of way?
Well, old Greenlee was with Josh, right?
Yeah, they kind of flirted, but like, there was no chemistry there. But I thought him and Rebecca were like, too.
Very hot.
I was like, some heat finally in Pine Valley. Much heat.
So she goes back and forth complaining, whining to these two beautiful men who are pretending that they give a crap. Then you got Miss Kendall bitching to Zach that she's worried and jealous about Greenlee with him. And what I loved about this, and what I told Jordan, what I loved about it was, I love that the writers had Zach really call her on this continuing BS, because it's all BS, and he calls her on it. He's just like, you know, isn't what we have enough? What is, you hold on to, how does he do it? He goes like this. He goes, you hold on to everything. Everything. Just let it go. Let it go. Isn't what we have enough?
That was good.
Listen. So she's like, oh, come on now. So then Kendall is like complaining and bitching and moaning. And what does she say? She's like, yes. Yes, Zach, yes. But Greenlee stole Ryan.
Oh, Kendall, just go eat something.
I know, she's still, I don't know. Like, go have a Sunday at Friendly's. Go have a Friendly's fribble, why don't you?
Go have a sausage egg McMuffin at McDonald's.
Thank you. So then he leaves. He's disgusted. He leaves, and then you see Kendall trying to call Zach. Please, Zach, please, pick up, Zach, pick up.
Because where does she think he went? Where does Miss Kendall think?
Well, at the very end of the week, you see Greenlee giggling and laughing and saying, come with me, come sleep with me, have sex with me.
And she's like
unbuttoning her blouse and her little bra showing, her little perfect body showing, and they don't show you who it is.
It could be Josh.
It could be Jake.
Or maybe she bumped into Zach somewhere along the way.
It could be Zach.
Or maybe it could be all three.
Woo! I would throw a party. Oh my God, if it was all three. Oh, God. Oh, I couldn't take it.
It was hot in this room.
I couldn't take it.
Oh my God, all right. Mm.
I know who it is, though.
Because you saw the coming attractions. They was just coming attractions.
No, actually, because I read the spoilers, but I ain't going to tell you people. I'm sure you already know anyway, but I ain't going to tell you. And all I could say is I am very pleased.
Okay, I think I got
and
it.
I hope that Greenlee is even more pleased.
I just hope this means Adam's on his way out.
we are running out of time. We heard the rumor is that he's on his way out, people.
Who said that?
You gotta go to Super Posters or my Children Fans page.
Wait a minute. When did he rumors? But when was this posted?
Four rumors.
I just checked there like a couple of days ago.
Four rumors.
So you gotta check Super Poster
four
every day because you
five.
Never now, forget about fast forwarding. You gotta check Super Poster every day because you never know when you might miss a gem.
That's right. You never know when you're gonna miss a gem.
That's more important than
the
fast forward button.
Spoilers. I'm gonna give you
some
spoilers.
Tell me that. Don't get my hopes up high.
One, two, three.
Don't tease me. Don't tease me.
Spoiler alert. All right. You got on the outs. Barbara Esiston and James Harmon Brown, we knew.
Mm-hmm.
Levin Rambin, we knew. William Christian, is that his name? Derek Fry?
William Christian hasn't played Derek Fry in years.
Oh, sorry. The new one.
The new one. I can't remember his name. I like him, though. He's on his way out. I know that.
On his way out.
Jesse's going to take over, I'm sure.
Oh, shit.
Is that what's going to happen?
I don't know. That's a good guess.
But it has to happen.
All right. Number four. Blandy.
Really?
Number five. Adam. Number six. Richie. All rumors. All very possibly true.
I won't miss him. I'll miss Derek, but I'll, the rest of them.
I will miss Derek for sure.
I will miss Derek because I like
me some
Derek.
And I will miss the writers.
You know what? We were talking about this before the podcast. The writers had some really great character moments this week. When they hit it, they hit it. And I'm sorry to see them go because Chuck Pratt gives me the shivers, let me tell you.
The chills, people, the chills. But you know who else gave me the chills this week? And we got to wrap it up because we're running out of time. Tad and Dixie. Tad and Dixie wrapped it up.
You can't just say to everybody, Tad, Dixie, Adam, Crystal, JR, Opal, Ruth, Joe, everybody.
But I was sobbing at the television at Dixie and Tad on Monday's episode. I was sobbing. I love that Opal and Crystal and Ruth at the beginning of the week and pretty much all week for Miss Crystal was still in their wedding outfits. Very Jackie Kennedy Onassis when JFK was shot. And Jackie Kennedy mourned that she wore that pink dress with the blood stain to show everybody.
But everybody else went home and have changed the outfits five times already.
I understood it. That is her husband. That is Crystal's husband. That is Opal and Ruth's son. You don't go home and change. You stay by that man's side.
And where's Greg? We didn't even get to see Greg say goodbye to anybody.
What happened to Greg?
As much as I love the writers, when they do stupid stuff like this, does it get annoyed?
All right, so listen. So Opal, there's one moment at the beginning of the week where Opal is all verklempt about Tad and she's worried. And so Palmer comes and he shows up. They have like two words between them.
You know what? They had two words.
He calls her, no, time out. He calls her a windbag. She calls him an old coot. And then they have a look of understanding and he puts his hand over hers and he comforts her. And I all of a sudden I feel my face and it's wet. It is wet from tears.
I'm crying right now.
He is crying right now.
I gotta tell you, those two.
Amazing.
Amazing. Best scene in the episode. The two of them were fabulous. Why aren't we getting more of that?
All right, so basically, we don't even have to review how it happens. I mean, Adam does his best to tell Tad, and what is amazing, though, and he gets stopped by Jake and Crystal, and everybody's suspect, but what is amazing is that while he's trying to tell Tad, Tad is having dreams about Dixie with Dixie.
Yes.
So, as we know from last week. So, in this particular dream, basically, he's telling Dixie that he wants to be with her forever.
Yeah.
And she's tempted to take him. She's this close to taking him with her. And then she's kissing him, and I'm crying my guts out, and I'm sobbing, and she's kissing him so deeply, and then all of a sudden Adam breaks in, and Adam says, you know, Tad, you have a daughter. Her name's Kathy. She's here. And all of a sudden Dixie's eyes pop open, and she realizes she has to let go, and she has to let him take care of Kathy. And she lets him go, and she disappears into the clouds.
And then the episode ended with Michael Knight's eyes opening.
Yes.
And that gave me the chills.
The chills. Absolutely. What else happened?
A lot happened. Oh, everybody, look.
I'm exhausted.
I'll tell them. Everybody in town found out that Adam lied. And they all jumped on Adam. And we've been reading the blogs all week. And you're all on the fact that Tad is a sanctimonious this and that. And how everybody could be blaming Adam.
Absolutely.
And well, I understand what you all are coming from. You all forget one thing. The difference between the two of them is Tad, except for the murder of what's his name.
Tad gets away with it?
No, except for the murder of what's his name. Tad usually learns from his mistakes, and he's changed and he's grown. Adam never has changed or grown from his mistakes. He is still doing the same horrible things that he did in 1985.
I would argue that that is not true.
Yes, it is. It is true. This is the first time. Listen to me. This is the first time that Adam's done something totally selfless. He really has. In the history of Adam Chandler, he's always done things with an ulterior motive. Or trying to get the,
he and did I think, have an ulterior and I, motive.
No.
He did. To save his family.
Yeah, but still.
That was his ulterior motive.
Listen, he didn't have to do it. And the fact that Tad acknowledged that, it was beautiful writing. I disagree. I think the writers really outdid themselves with the Tad and Adam stuff. I mean, you told me yourself.
Listen,
the fact that
I agree,
Adam called
it came in the
Tad,
end of the week. At the beginning of the week, we had everybody pouncing on Adam, and I was so pissed because I'm like, where is this holier-than-thou crap coming from?
They all hate Adam, and they love Tad.
But then we had finally, well, first we had Tad meet Kate, and that was nice. It wasn't what I expected, but it was nice. And so, but then you had Adam finally go. He talks to Erica for a while. And
oh,
he
really, I love those
that
scenes.
That was fun. Oh, my
those
God.
Those two, when they're together, they're just dynamite.
It was great. But he goes to see Erica, and he tells her about Dixie and that Dixie helped him, you know, like, decide to give Kathy back to Tad.
Uh-huh.
And Erica's stunned. She says, Dixie. What, is she alive again?
I know. Susan Lucci, I love you.
I love you.
The only problem I had with that scene, and I wrote it down in the blog, was the fact that, like, when they were arguing about Adam said, like, yo, you've done just as bad, and she said nothing like this, she did something similar. She kept Maria away from her baby.
She did so much stuff that was terrible.
She went to jail for that.
She did so much stuff that was terrible.
How could she not acknowledge that she kept the baby from the parent, too? The writers really messed up on that point because how could that was a big storyline.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say was that, you know, so Adam goes to see Tad, and I love this scene. I love these actors. I love this scene. First of all, I was so glad that Tad was the one person that said, that congratulated Adam for doing what he should have done. And for doing a very strong thing. Secondly, I loved it when Adam is just befuddled. He don't get it. And he looks at Tad. And he's just desperate. And his eyes are welling up. And he says, I don't get it, Martin. I do something bad. And I'm the devil. You do something bad. And you're a hero. And he was right. And I was so glad. And Tad acknowledged it. More than one occasion, Tad said, that may be true. That's very true. And I appreciated it. I appreciated that. So I like those scenes.
But see, those scenes wouldn't have been as powerful if everybody wouldn't have been on Adam. I think that's what the writers were going for.
I know. But I love...
There was a method to their madness for this.
And I love when they shook hands.
Brilliant stuff. Oh my God, wasn't that powerful?
Tad thanks Adam. He shakes his hand and Adam says, that doesn't mean a damn thing. And Tad says, why should it? I still hate your guts.
I know, but...
Which was in tongue-in-cheek, people.
I know, and I felt
and like... And they still, even after they said that, they still they grabbed each other's hands.
And you know what I felt like? I felt like, for once, if these writers were to stay on, that these two characters would finally move forward, the way Erica and Kendall eventually moved forward.
But not completely. But enough that, like...
Yeah.
Enough. You know what I mean?
But now God only knows what's going to happen to them.
It's going to go crazy town. Ugh. And then Tad and Crystal have this whole thing where Tad tells, you know, Crystal that he forgave Adam. And she does not want him to forgive Adam.
I know why.
We all know why. They made a big deal of it. It was a big revelation.
But how beautiful were those scenes?
First of all, Crystal looks so beautiful. Her skin looks beautiful. Her makeup, like, I don't even really notice it. It looks like she just looks beautiful to me.
She was phenomenal.
I love her with less makeup. I think she looks gorgeous. I just think she doesn't
need that much makeup.
No, she doesn't. Not at all.
She's a beautiful woman.
Not at all. But they also talk about the fact that what they have together is not like what she has with Adam and what he had with Dixie.
Yeah, she brought that right up to him. But you know what? I just thought those scenes were so beautiful because it was two people being honest.
Yep.
And he even told her that. He goes, the one thing that we always have is that we're honest with each other. And like, I thought it was brilliant writing. Brilliant acting. Mm-hmm. And Bobby East was amazing. Michael Knight's always amazing. Bobby East has just been... This has been like... Watching her these last 2 weeks has been amazing.
Without a doubt. She's really had a chance to shine. And she has shown like a bright giant star.
It's sad to see these writers go. Because these 6 months... Our show... These people are going to be nominated next year. Unless Chuck Pratt really ruins the next 6 months. Ugh. This could be All My Children's Year. Because these guys have really...
You mean Up Chuck... I mean, you know, Up Chuck Pratt.
We already gave him a name, Up Chuck Pratt. Chuck Pratt.
I hope he works.
Well, let's talk about real quickly the other person who I thought was brilliant these last couple of weeks.
JR.
Yeah, I know you don't really care.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
I'm sorry, you guys.
I totally agree. I think he's phenomenal. So talented.
And, you know, remember that he only became Twisted and
Evil. I only
don't
like him when he's sexy with Babe because he's a little skeevy.
Maybe that Babe brings out the skeevy.
I think so.
But, like, remember, guys, he's only been really... bad when he was under the roof of living under the roof of Adam. When he was with Tad and Dixie and they were all happy, he was a good boy.
Yeah,
it's true. When he started living with Adam, and that's where the you guys got to remember the history. I know you all attack JR and say JR is evil, but he's
they
only influenced.
Yeah,
I read the blogs, they're like, oh, JR is sanctimony. But JR was influenced by Adam growing up after a certain time when he moved in with them, and like. A bad influence, and I think that's what JR is finally realizing. And those scenes were him and David Canary, those were some really
why Adam came after JR the second after he made up with Tad. Why would he have come after JR?
What do you mean?
He fired JR as head of
honey, one thing has nothing to do with the other. That's his son and he loves him, but that's his business. I totally understand.
Oh my
that
God, you
he
do?
Did not he did Honey, this one thing, a father never wants a son to just come and, like, put him out to pasture and take over.
That's interesting.
I forgot how that saying goes, but it's a saying that you raise a child just to replace you, to kill you and replace you.
I love the story.
It was powerful.
I love that the story about him in the insane asylum got out.
I want to know who leaked it, though.
I loved it.
Maybe it was Dixie.
It was Zach. It was Zach. No?
Yeah.
Zach always has it in for him. I like JR and Babe this week, too, I gotta say. Although Babe, with her little tetas, look like little chicken cutlets in that little summer dress she had on.
I did not believe you compare her breast to chicken cutlets. I'm not going to be able to eat chicken cutlets for weeks now.
Well, listen, he decides out of the blue, because you know the writers are lazy, out of the blue he decides that he's got to get Richie back.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. So she decides to put her prostitute plan in action. And let me tell you, the Trailer Trash and Babe fail her greatly this week. First of all, she looked fantastic in that little outfit. Her body is so beautiful. She's a beautiful body. I know.
I'm not saying anything.
His eyes are glazing over when I talk about Babe.
I actually didn't. Like I said, I've been able to stomach her lately.
Well, they do this whole hookah fashion show. Amanda, thank God, is back and helps her with her hookah fashion.
Amanda.
But it gets a little silly. They go to the park together and, you know, I was laughing at Babe's really fake Brooklyn accent or New York accent. She's like, yeah, I'm trying to do this job. Yeah, you know, because I need a little bit of money.
She was trying to do an accent?
She was trying to do a Brooklyn accent, a New York accent.
I didn't notice.
Oh, it was terrible. Oh, my God, it was terrible.
Is that what she was going for? Okay,
yes,
I'm sorry.
But listen, but it was forgivable because it was funny. But, like, I don't get it. How did she get stuck? Somehow she gets stuck in a motel with two Johns and this Trina girl.
Do you know who one of those Johns was?
No, who?
The bald-headed one? That's the winner of Viva Las Vegas. Yes! Not Viva Las Vegas. Viva Hollywood.
I thought I recognized him.
I was like, what's he doing on All My Children? He just won a year paid rent in a condo in Miami. Why is he up in New York doing All My Children? But that was him.
He's doing better than Alec Musser.
Who's that?
Del, you dumbass.
Oh, my God. Del, don't remind me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Del, that was finally got rid of him.
Anyway, and then Amanda gets arrested for being a hooker, which was dumb.
But it was cute. It gave Amanda something.
I know, it did. It gave her something. And it, like, foiled Babe, so it puts Babe at risk because, you know, Amanda's not available now. So that's all I got. So we got to talk about Erica.
Her and Jackson, that kind of bored me.
Yeah, we don't got no Carmen Sugar Morales. So I don't really feel like talking about
Erica. I'm upset about that. I've been missing my well, Jesse and Angie and the kids finally had a couple of days off. They deserve it. They've worked hard since they came back. They've been on every episode, so like they deserved a little break.
Holy cow.
I missed them though. But I missed my Carmen. When we've gone a couple of weeks now without hearing Superstar.
I know.
I miss her. I miss her flirting with Jackson.
You got anything else?
Jesse
McCartney's number one.
I like the song.
Do you believe that?
I actually have his CDs. I like him.
Do you believe that? He was god-awful on All My Children.
He was not.
He was god-awful.
I liked him as JR.
Oh, God, he was god-awful.
No, he wasn't. Are you insane?
I'm not insane. That's what I think.
I don't agree with you at all. I like Jesse McCartney.
But here's what I thought. Seriously, though.
He was JR when Haley was on.
I'm going to date myself a little bit. I remember when Whitney Houston was on 17 Magazine. She was just a model. And she would write in the articles, like when they interviewed the models, she would be like, yeah, I'm going to be a singer. I'm going to be a singing star. And I'd be like, yeah, right. Because, you know, model wanted to be a singing star. And then she became Whitney Houston. And I thought the same about Jesse McCartney. I would see interviews with him, like, as a little 12-year-old prepubescent kid talking about how he was going to be a singer. I'm like, yeah, right. And now look at that mofo.
Let me tell you something. Not only is he a singer, he's a songwriter, girl.
That means he could own
the
Olsen Twins.
Do you know the song Bleeding Love? He wrote it. He co-wrote it. So he's making buku dollars from that, too. He's a songwriter.
Fine.
As well.
I was wrong about Jesse McCartney. I was wrong.
I like me some Jesse McCartney.
I don't gotta like him.
I don't believe you.
All right, Jesse McCartney, I will give it a shot.
All right.
Well, that's it for me. If you want to write us, you can email us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our MySpace page, www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast, or you can go to our website for links to all of this at www.pinevalleypodcast.com. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
You all day. Man, the thing you got behind you is amazing. so fly. The one to keep you high. And I'm singing all night, night, night.
Tell him.